There's no voice more soulful than an Italian lyric soprano. We associate that sound with so many glorious roles, and Rosanna Carteri's huge repertoire included just about all of them. As you can tell in this music from Mascagni's L'Odoletta, in a Carteri performance, you truly felt the heart of the heroine speaking to you. Two of my previous tributes in our Lyric Legends series focused on Carteri's compatriots, Renata Tebaldi and Giulietta Simeonato. Those two great ladies remain household names, but Carteri is in danger of being forgotten, perhaps because she had a shorter career and she also wasn't that prolific a recording artist. But we should remember her for one memorable characterization after another, shaped with that distinctive voice, a firm technique, an elegant sense of style, and a special grace that gave everything she did a touch of class. Several operas captured on film show us that Carteri communicated total femininity on stage. She was also very beautiful, a slim brunette, wonderfully aristocratic looking. But it was that voice that mesmerized her audiences. For example, as Desdemona in Otello, it seems incredible that she recorded this Ave Maria when she was only 23 years old. Things happened very quickly for Carteri, and she enjoyed greater success internationally than she could ever have imagined when she began, including starring roles at Lyric Opera. She was born in Verona and grew up in Padua as a prodigy. At age 12, she was already studying voice with the chorus master of the Verona Arena's famous opera festival. In 1948, Carteri won a contest sponsored by Italian radio, and that led to her professional debut. I seriously doubt if any other 18-year-old soprano has had Elsa in Lohengrin as her first role on any stage. It's even more amazing that the debut took place at a very large outdoor venue, Rome's celebrated Baths of Caracalla. But Carteri was fabulously successful. From that point, her career really exploded across Europe, including a debut at La Scala at age 20 and Desdemona at the Salzburg Festival at 21. She was soon singing at the Paris Opera and Covent Garden. In 1954, at San Francisco Opera, Carteri sang Mimi in Act I of La Bohème for a gala performance that introduced her to America. Less than a month later, she arrived at Lyric Opera as Mimi in the fourth performance of the company's inaugural season. As you can tell, Carteri was born to sing Mimi. No one has ever been more lovable and more totally natural in this role. In 1955, lyric audiences heard Carteri again as Marguerite in Faust, opposite the great Jussi Björling. Unlike many of her ilk, Carteri had a lovely gift for comedy. It's too bad Lyric didn't assign her Alice in Falstaff, a role she played and sang absolutely perfectly. But the company did cast her as Adina in L'Elisir d'Amore. Her recording of that role shows what a treat she was in it. Here's a portion of Act Two, where she's partnered by one of Italian opera's greatest comedians, Giuseppe Taddei.
Se lo vedo, se lo vedo, briconcella, briconcella, questa amore è così bella e l'amore è spezieria. Sì, dai, 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 corretta, briconcella.
Dove fuggi?
Sì, sì, corretta, quei cuori, nei vasi, nei vasi, nei veri. Sì, sì, corretta, quei cuori, nei vasi, nei vasi,
Of all the roles Carteri sang, it was Verdi's Violetta that seemed most inevitable. Violetta played to all of Carteri's strengths, her beauty, her full lyric voice, the elegance she exuded by nature, the sensibility that made her performances so thoughtful and affecting. With Pierre Monteux conducting, Carteri recorded Traviata opposite the Alfredo of Cesare Valletti. They also recorded a number of duets together, and they clearly had a wonderful musical rapport. There was so much other music in Carteri's life. She sang Handel, Pergolesi, Mozart, Bellini, Massenet. It was especially exciting for her to collaborate with living composers, even if it frustrated her to see how few of their operas caught on with the public. One opera Carteri premiered that has lasted the course is Prokofiev's massive War and Peace. It had already been heard in concert in 1953, when Carteri starred as Natasha in Florence in the first staged production, appearing opposite two of the greatest stars of the day, Franco Corelli and Ettore Bastianini. Carteri especially cherished her association with Francis Poulenc. Many years after his death, she recalled, "Of all the composers I worked with, Poulenc was the gentlest and most considerate, the most vulnerable." He first heard her in Naples as Blanche in his Dialogues of the Carmelites. Poulenc was so deeply impressed that he invited Carteri to sing one of his most important sacred works, the Gloria, for its world premiere in Paris in 1961. The music needed the total purity and the sincerity that had been Carteri's hallmarks from the start of her career. After marrying an important Italian businessman and giving birth first to a daughter in 1960, then a son in 1966, Carteri decided that family should take precedence over singing. She retired after a career lasting 17 years. When I think of Rosanna Carteri's artistry, the first performance that comes to my mind is this one, from Puccini's lovely romance, La Rondine, another opera in which we can see and hear Carteri on film, looking fabulously slim and elegant, playing glamorous Magda de Sivry. She smiles radiantly at her party guests as she sweeps over to the piano to accompany herself in one of the most thrilling moments of lyricism in all of Puccini, Il bel sogno di Doretta. At the end, you'll hear the tenor singing Prunier. He lays a bouquet before Carteri's Magda and declares, very appropriately, at your feet, all the graces of spring.